My first guest this afternoon did, in fact, get in touch with the show via email, and she wanted to raise an issue to do with her own personal safety when she goes out to walk her dog every day. And it's to do with cars speeding up and down near the road where she walks. Her name is Joan, and she's on the line now from Shrone in Rathmore. Joan, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre, and thank you for the opportunity to air this very serious concern that I have.
And just excuse my lack of knowledge of your area. Am I right in saying, I know you live around Shrone, that's near Rathmore, isn't it?
That's correct, it is indeed, yeah.
Okay.
As you go down for the school, the Shrone school or the city and the path, all that area.
Okay, and is where you live, would it be described as a rural area, Joan?
It would indeed be very rural as far as I'm concerned. I'm here over 16 years and I love every minute I've spent here, and I've been adopted by the Kerry people and particularly the neighbours around who've become very dear friends, and I'm very lucky to have all that support as well. And I'm very involved with Set Dancing and organising Set Dancing events around the county and the country indeed, but the support I'm getting is absolutely unbelievable and delighted with myself in that respect. However, when I want to go for a walk with my dog, it has become more than dangerous, as a matter of fact. I just feel terrified on the road now, and more so within the last year or so. And I think a lot would have something to do with COVID. I know it's blamed for everything. But to be honest with you, Deirdre, there's an arrogance out there. And I know I'm not the only one that's voicing this. There's an arrogance in society today. And to be honest with you, you could nearly pick it up and kick it around. It's so apparent in society today, and that's frightening.
And when you say arrogance, you're referring specifically to an arrogance among drivers, Joan?
Well, drivers, and indeed many other different things as well. I have encountered it, sadly, you know, in shops and that, they nearly push past you if they thought they'd get ahead of the queue. And it's unbelievable. Now, maybe I'm gone to a certain age where I'm noticing these things more. But my beef at the moment, anyway, is to do with my walk that I like to do. I just walk from my house towards Shrone School and up around Gushnagown, it's known as. It's up to, on the foot of the path, and the city is up there at the top of it. It's a beautiful loop walk. Once I leave the main road, I never stay on the road. I'm actually in the ditch as the car is passing. And they make no effort to pull away, to pull out. They certainly don't touch their brake. Some of them, it feels like they put their foot down when they see you. That's the arrogance I'm talking about. You know,
and
it's unbelievable, Deirdre.
Did this person, Joan, stop after you jumped into the ditch, or did they even notice?
No, they didn't even notice, whether it was they were just their head was full of what they were doing or where they were going or whether they're high on something. I could pose so many questions now to this, to be honest with you, with no answers and no possibility of answers. And this is a little road where they've got car and going to be, and they know that. So the foot to the floor and off they go. And I have to say that between L plates and N plates, as far as I'm concerned, the license, they're given a license to kill, because they have no idea at all of the rules of the road. And they don't seem to know the middle pedal has always been a brake, but they don't seem to know that exists at all. Nobody brakes anymore. If I drive, and I do drive, and I drive up and down the country and across Europe, if I'm driving on a road and there's people walking or a person walking, particularly with a dog, I'd always slow down because I know what dogs are like. They can get a fright if the car is too fast or too close. But they don't know that the middle pedal is for braking. To me, they don't anyway. Or if they do, they just don't care.
And what would the speed limit be on that particular road that you walk on?
No, there isn't a speed limit on it, you see, is the thing. You know, there's a kind of a circle, I suppose, a suggestion of drive with care. You know, I'd assume 80 less anyway. You know, to me, if I saw that sign, oh, right, this has to be some kind of a by road. I better be very vigilant here. Slow down and, you know, as I say, if people or somebody is on the road, they just brake passing. So that you don't have to happen fall out of them, that they don't have to jump into the ditch and get scraped.
So it's one of those roads where if there was a car coming against you, you'd have to drive very slowly in order for both of you to pass.
Absolutely, or even at some parts, you'd have to pull in at some stages, you know, at a passing point, if you like, in order for people to pass safely.
Yeah, so it's a narrow country road that we're all familiar with.
It is. And the very sad thing about it is, I used to walk this road as much, but I had my poor dog died. I had to put her asleep. And I got a new dog, and she's terrified of other dogs. So I can't go into, like, the Muckross and Dynas and the Kerry Way walks like I used to with Fallon. I can't do that with Petra, because Petra has a terrible problem meeting other dogs on a lead. And she's a very big dog, actually, and I love her to bits. And my family says I have to give her back because she's pulled me to the ground a few times. I don't want to do that. And she's quite happy to walk along the road with me once she's not meeting other dogs. And we'll turn back if I see a dog, or I head in a gateway, or I'll do something to avoid it, which I can do on this road.
I couldn't
do if I went to the Muckross or whatever.
And what's your biggest fear, Joan, that you'll get a belt to the car, or the dog will,
yes,
or something,
yes,
similar?
Both of us. No, I actually would have got that belt of a car yesterday evening with an N plate, so they'll know who they are, if I hadn't jumped into the ditch. And that's if they even noticed I was there in the first going off, of course.
Yeah. You know? What would be an appropriate speed? I know you're a driver as well. What would be an appropriate speed for a road like that?
Well, for me, for a road like that, 70k is more than adequate, to be honest with you. And slow down if you see somebody on the road and pass. You know, with a little bit of consideration.
Okay.
Other abusers on the road beside themselves, you know, to be honest with you. Respect is gone.
Do you think, Joan, that the drivers, is it all drivers that you feel are more arrogant, or do you feel it's a new generation of drivers?
Quite a lot of them. They're not all young people either. You know, some of these people are as old as myself, maybe older, and I don't know, are they even thinking about what they're doing? As they're so used to now getting in and taking off that they've lost all sense of everything. I think people are lost the plot, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, we had a time when respect was such an important thing. There's no respect. Respect is a thing of the past. In every walk of life. I mean, two ladies were killed yesterday on Irish roads. One in County Cork and one in County Roscommon, you know. And I mean, there wasn't a third one here in County Kerry, me, you know. Only for, I'm fairly agile, thanks be to God, that I was able to head to that ditch. Now, I did rip my face. But it was, I'll tell you, I was going to rip my face and be smothered onto the road at the speed of that car. It was totally, totally stupid.
Yeah, I'd say you were rattled by it, Joan.
Totally rattled. That's why I got onto you, Deirdre. And I said, maybe somebody might hear this and might say, even to themselves, God, I never realised I was going at such a speed, or I never realised. And you see, I think what it is, too, is these people driving these cars don't walk roads, so they have no idea of what it's like to be actually walking on a road when a car passes at a high speed. Whereas I would, because I'm a walker and I'm a driver. So I have experienced the both, and therefore I would be respectful of people on the road. That's all you're looking for. I'm not looking for them to wave to me passing or to slow down to a fall. But God almighty, slow down to a reasonable pace that gives me a chance to draw my breath and not get knocked down, you know?
Just to conclude, Joan, by coming back to what you said at the outset, your initial remarks, you said that what you experienced is kind of indicative of the way society is going, a certain arrogance. Are people just in too much of a hurry and too busy and, you know, living life at too fast a pace nowadays? Is that what you feel?
Well, I feel that, but I do feel, as I said, the whole arrogance and lack of respect, and I think it's starting from the cradle, to be honest with you. I see it in children, I see it everywhere I go, in all walks of life, regardless of whether you're just in the shops or in a town park or wherever you are. Parents no longer have any authority with their children. That's what I see. And it's starting at the very bottom of the ladder with the children. And then the young adults, of course, the parents have no say at all when they get to a certain age, it appears to me, to be honest with you. My father, God rest him, used to always say, I don't know, the world has gone mad. It seems to me like the children are now the parents, you know, and I think that describes it pretty adequately, to be honest with you.
Okay,
you know,
fair enough. Well, I can tell you we're getting a couple of comments in already from people agreeing wholeheartedly with you about your experience on the road. Well, listen, Joan, thank you for telling the story. I'm sorry about what happened to you yesterday. So, look, take care out there. And as you said, hopefully what you've said might spark some little bit of conscience in some of the drivers in that area.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'll let you go. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Deirdre.
All the best.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Bye. That is Joan from Shrone and Rathmore. They're living in the area for 16 years and she feels she's taking her life in her hands every day by going out and walking her dog with the speed and the arrogance of drivers on the road. And it's a narrow country road and they just don't slow down. And in case you missed it, yesterday evening she had to jump into a ditch to avoid being hit by a car and ended up with getting scrapes all over her face from thistles or nettles or whatever. Have you any thoughts on that? Do you agree with Joan? Do you not agree with her? Please get in touch with us. 083 300 3300. Lots of comments on this. I'll be back with those in just a moment.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.